Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by our athletics correspondent, Patsy McGonigal. Patsy, another busy weekend in the athletics front.
Yes, another busy weekend, and that seems to be the trend right through the winter there. And the indoor season actually was completed yesterday, the third day of the National Indoor Championships for underage athletes, and three gold medal performances. That was down in Athlone. Three gold medal performances coming back there with Joseph Gillespie and Riona Doherty. First of all, Joseph in the triple jump winning the under-19s there, under-16s then Riona Doherty. Riona Doherty has a particularly brilliant indoor season. She won yesterday she won the long jump. She had won the hurdles and she had won the 60 metres, so her career is on the up and up and up, so she's just got to keep that rolling. So well done to her. And then Ashley McCardle, she won the shot. She's from the Lifford Strabane Club, to add to the gold medal tally. Other Donegal athletes that actually medalled on the day, not gold, but either bronze or silver, were David McDevitt from the, and Michaela Galvin from the Draconnell Club. Then there was Amy Timmy from Tim Tumini from Finn Valley. There was Aoife Giles from Cranford, and in the shot, and Oisin Thompson in the triple jump under 19. He was second to Joseph Gillespie, actually, he's Finn Valley, and then Alex Anderson from Donegal Town from Tyrconnell Athletic Club. They were the other winners. So quite a few winners once again, but the gold medals, Gillespie, Doherty and McCardle. Then that was yesterday. Now, this morning has been unbelievably busy, and indeed, well, yesterday as well, of course, a better finish yesterday. First of all, Brendan Boyce from Finn Valley, he was in the Pot of Brady for a 20k road walk, and international in a really quality field, an absolutely seriously quality field. Brendan was in action there. He finished with a time of 1:25. So really, it's all about fine competition. It's all about being competitive, and it's also all about being in quality events and challenges himself as he prepares for the World Championships. Of course, he has qualified over 35k in that one. So that was yesterday. Now today, it's been all about road running, and Anne-Marie McGlynn has won the half marathon in Omagh. She is a record holder there. Back in 2018, she won it one other time, and today. Well, she won it, and she won it at her ease, really. She just was out for her long run, basically, and she just took it in her stride, and there was a big, big field for that. And so she came home, the Kenny athletes came home, and it was both a very solid performance, so well done to her. And in the 5K in Omagh this morning, we had Jared Gallagher from Finn Valley winning the men's event, and we had Natasha Kelly from Finn Valley winning the ladies' event. The times haven't been confirmed yet, but we'll get them later. Earlier again this morning up in Belfast in the Lagonside 10K, young Dermot Keogh from Ballyliffin runs out of Finn Valley. He had a very, very good run. He led through 3K. He eventually, it's a quality race as well, over 10K in the city of Belfast. He finished fourth in the end up with a time of 32:45, which is the first time he's run under 33. So he's a young junior athlete, so he'll be pretty pleased about that. So well done to him. And a really solid performance in Manchester this morning from Owen McGinley of Letterkenny in the marathon. He hasn't done, to my knowledge, he hasn't done a marathon before, but he returned a time of 2:24 odd. So that's a very solid, first marathon. And the conditions this morning obviously were good, but regardless, this is a very strong performance from Owen McGinley. He's obviously been putting the miles together in recent months, and it paid off for him this morning. So well done him. So that's pretty much it, except for the throws. This weekend we had an open spring throws meet down in Dunboyne, Temple Moor rather, down the country, along Journey to Tipperary. Well done, Lifford Strabane. And John O'Donnell had a couple of athletes down there. His son, Brendan, just getting close to 60 metres. A good throw for him. And that's Brendan and the seniors. And then we had Cormac O'Donnell, his cousin, getting in a right good solid throw in the under-8 throw as well. So well done, Lifford Strabane. Well done for making the effort, and well done making the journey. And it did pay off in the end. So John O'Donnell, who coaches a particularly strong group of throwers down there in Lifford, performing particularly well. So well done. So it's been a busy in all fronts, on the road, in the throws down there in Tipperary, and of course in the indoor stuff, and on the road in Pot of Brady in the Czech Republic for Brendan Boyce. It's been yet another busy weekend of activity on the Donegal Athletics front. The next big event Next big event will be Ballyliffin the challenge. I do note that the entries have gone over the 1,000 mark and they're heading towards 1,100 at this stage. So that's the next big road event, and indeed finishing on the beach in this situation in Ballyliffin down in the Shown. So still time to get entered. No entries on the day, so people have to enter online. That's Ballyliffin. That's the next big, pretty much big athletic event in the northwest, and that's on the 16th, Easter Saturday, the 16th, 11:30 start in Ballyliffin. So that's the next big event, but yet another busy weekend.